WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Everything you need to know about Governor Murphy's new budget this morning and how it impacts your family. As we told you Tuesday, the plan avoids any broad-based tax hikes, like an increase in the sales tax, no toll or fare hikes. But for the second year in a row, Murphy is proposing a hike in the millionaire's tax to redistribute money from the top earners to those who make less. That's going to be a tough sell in the legislature. Even though Murphy boasted of big savings on health benefits in a new state workers' contract, lawmakers say he can do better.
If Governor Phil Murphy is going to get lawmakers to expand the millionaire's tax, he's got to convince them he's put a dent in spending, which is why he's talking up $1.1 billion in savings, mostly from health care changes negotiated with unions.
Affordability is about being good stewards of every taxpayer dollar and working together to find savings that no one had thought possible.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says it's a good first step, but shows even more can be saved.
There's no discussion on pension reform in this. There's a lot of other public sectors that would probably quadruple the savings if they were included in this.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Senate President Steve Sweeney will join me in studio tomorrow night at 7 for a special budget edition of Ask the Senate President. Full coverage and analysis and what this means to you at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. Multiple investigations being launched by House Democrats, drawing a double-edged response from the Trump White House. The president and his aides bitterly criticizing Democrats. The White House team of lawyers, meanwhile, is growing. In Morris County, an anti-Trump T-shirt hanging in a classroom has one parent furious, claiming a teacher is forcing his political views on his students. We're live with Patrick Lavery this morning to explain more. Patrick?
Eric, the T-shirt has an image of President Trump and the words "Nope" and "Viva la Resistance." A student took a picture and shared it with resident Laurel Whitney, whose son graduated from Roxbury High School in 2016, but apparently had had a political run-in with the same teacher because the mother says her son is Jewish and was assigned a current events project on Israel, listing the news organization Al Jazeera as a primary source. Administrators allegedly ignored mom's messages about Al Jazeera's perceived anti-Semitic language. The T-shirt, meanwhile, has come down, and the district superintendent says that matter was handled appropriately. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A middle school science teacher has been suspended in South Jersey for allegedly calling a student the N-word. He's been a teacher for 14 years. District won't give his name, but confirm he's been suspended with pay from Pensgrove Middle School. Last year, Governor Murphy launched the first phase of an effort to provide free community college for all during his budget address. Murphy called for an expansion of that program.
The governor's proposed spending plan calls for an additional $33.5 million for the Community College Opportunity Grant Program, which will allow a total of 18,000 lower-income students to attend community college for free. Jacob Farbman of the Jersey Council of County Colleges says this is a game-changer.
What this program does specifically is it speaks to those folks who feel like they've been left behind or left out, and they have an opportunity to come back. Move up.
In addition to helping students, says Farbman, the program will also boost the state economy. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A dozen trucking companies are now facing criminal charges for dodging tolls on the bridges linking New Jersey and Pennsylvania. They're not being individually named, but the Delaware River Port Authority says they collectively owe over $200,000 in tolls. Criminal indictments were filed by the Camden County prosecutor.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.